Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever. Hey, everybody, Kevin Goatee here. We're talking about a new episode of What Did We Watch? So I'm going to tell you what I watched. I watched two old ones. I never saw Heavy Metal, a cartoon that is strictly for adults. You have no idea it was about that. A musical opera that Ivan Reitman and Harold Ramis concocted back in 1981. Futuristic story of aliens melting down humans, and I hated it. I turned it off. It was so awful. Bill Schultz, I'll jump to you real fast. Did you see Heavy Metal? Do you know about this film?
I did, but I saw it like 20 years ago. I barely remember it. I remember it was good, but I probably like it more now.
I hated it. I never saw it till now. People said, give that a chance. 1 out of 10. I turned it off. So 1 out of 10. The next film I watched, people said, you know what? It's a good one. Give it a whirl. It's got an all world actor in it. Blood Diamond with DiCaprio. I never saw Blood Diamond. Jennifer Connelly is super duper easy on the eyes. Another woman that just continues to get better with age. I never thought I'd be saying that, huh? Waka, waka, waka. No, she's a stunner. She's a fantastic actress. This film didn't grab me. It was 2.5 hours. It really dragged. Interesting story. It didn't grab me. I wasn't impressed by it. I think like about a 5.5 out of 10. A rare miss for a Leo film for me. So that's what I watched. Bill Schultz, what did you watch?
Why? He's hit or miss with that. He did the South African accent is whinging, if I'm using that correctly, from our British friends. And he did a terrible accent in Gangs of New York. Took me out of it. Kevin and I long lamented. Listen, we're old enough to remember this thing called TV Guide. And TV Guide used to be a popular thing. And they used to do these things every year called Save Our Shows. Great shows that no one was watching and they were about to be canceled. I don't know what the new fun 21st century equivalent of that is. You have to save this show. Winning Time on HBO is supposedly going to be canceled. It is one of my only appointment viewings. I love it so much.
Yeah.
It is quite simply a soap opera for dudes, even more so than Oz was. And it's so great. You almost smell the early 80s, late 70s in it, in a good way. But all the actors are perfect. Perfect casting. I couldn't believe at the time that they cast, what's his name, Adrian Brody as Pat Riley. Now I'm thinking he might be the best part of the show. He is Pat Riley, and it's going bye-bye. If there is a way to save this, you must. It is wonderful. Please check it out. You don't have to know anything about the NBA or NBA in the 80s to love it.
I say John C. Reilly is my favorite part of the show.
He is the best, but he was the best from the beginning. Pat Riley's a slow burn.
He is. Abby Barr, what have you watched?
I just watched the pilot of Strange Planet, which is a cartoon that I think is for adults on Apple TV Plus, based on Nathan W. Pyle's very viral Instagram account and books, where basically it's all a bunch of aliens who break down a lot of human minutiae into like very specific vocabulary. So they'll call things like alcohol mild poison. And it was just sort of, it was delightful. It really took you to a different place. And it's him and Dan Harmon. And I love Rick and Morty and everything else that Dan Harmon has done, even though all things considering with Justin Roiland, you know, at least it's good to know he's not involved in this one, which is a lot of fun. And I'm excited to watch more episodes.
1 through 10,
yeah,
please.
I remember that guy.
I give it an 8 because I don't. Doesn't really continue. I think from episode to episode, there isn't like character development, but it was a cute 20 whatever minutes.
Excellent. That's going to wrap up this episode of What Do We Watch, everybody. Thanks again for hanging out. GTSC Podcast on Twitter, guttingthesacredcow @gmail.com. Bill Schultz, Abby Barr, thanks a ton. You two are just the peachiest of peaches. Take care.
You're my boy, Goatee.